What's up, Gamon?
Nick, what's going on, man? It's Emery from REI.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's new? It's been a little bit.
Dude, nothing. Nothing is new. The weather is great. Business is terrible. What else? That's it. Yep. No, it's been quiet, dude. It's been quiet. So not much going on. Just been getting calls from everybody trying to sell me lab grown garbage, and
not for me. I'm in the national market.
Yeah, exactly. Just for you, dude. So and then that's about it, man. I'm doing my company year end at the end of the month, which is next week. So then I gotta close out my books for the year, but that's about the excitement that's going on over here. Not much going on.
I see. Is that for, like, taxes? You don't do your taxes, like, quarterly?
No, I mean, yeah, we'll do, also I'll have to do my tax return after that, but no, just more like every year we, like, close up the books and just settle up and just do an physical inventory, and it just happened. I don't know why these guys, for some reason, chose March 31st as their year end instead of December 31st, but that's just the way they did it for forever, and I kind of didn't want to break the mold, so that's the way I do it now. And so, yeah, so that'll be something fun for me to do next week. But, yeah, it's just been quiet, dude. I mean,
how you looking inventory-wise?
Nothing. Well, and that's why I tell you what I just said, because I'm not really doing anything inventory-wise until after that. I got to see how much money I end up with.
So we can't really move anything around until I see.
No. Yep. And so then after that, I'm going to take a look. I'll do a physical inventory, kind of go over, see how much money I have, and then assess what areas I think I should buy. But it's hard to get excited to buy diamonds, dude. It's just,
once you've been at it for some time, it doesn't help that the lab stuff is still kind of booming. But
yeah, that's exactly it. Well, and that's the worst part about it, because I love diamonds. They're great. I love looking at them. I love buying them, you know, especially if I can get a deal on something. But it's just hard to get excited when, you know, I had a friend of mine offer me a carat 18 round and an 80 round. And I'm like, I don't even want to buy those, dude. Like, I want to sell big stones. I don't want to sell little stones anymore. I'm tired of this nonsense.
Yeah. So, we were doing some, believe it or not, we had a 10-carat project that one of my colleagues worked on. That was the biggest one that I've seen in a long time. Which is
nice,
kinda,
dude. What shape was it?
Kind of not. It was a round. It was like 300 something. It was crazy. I didn't even,
Nice.
It's been so long since then. But I saw that, I was like, holy shit. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was it was sold to some woman in like Colorado too. It wasn't even like, you'd think it'd be like LA or New York or Chicago. No, it was like some random town in Colorado. What the hell?
Okay. Yeah. Well, who knows, man? I mean, there's money all over the place. But yeah. But that's exactly it. You know, I have a 5-carat in stock, and I've had this jeweler kind of working it, and he's trying to, I took it to him yesterday, he's trying to work it. So, you know, fingers crossed, but it just seems like it's just been few and far between, man. I mean,
I hear you.
It's just kind of tough. Everybody's pushing lab grown. What's going to happen, though, is these jewelers are going to get in trouble here soon, and they're going to have to start pushing natural again. And I know you can't make margin on natural like you can on lab grown, but here's the problem, dude.
They're going to have no choice.
They're going to have no choice. Because when you start to, let's say you 5x markup an $80 a carat stone, right, you're still making $300. It's nothing. And you're going to have to go back to making 10 to 20% on a natural. But, dude, if you sell a $5,000 stone and you make 20%, well, that's $1,000. That's more than $300 on your stupid lab grown. So it's gonna have to turn back, or else these jewelers are going to go out of business, dude. That's what's going to happen. They're going to drive themselves out of business is what's going to happen, because they're not going to be able to clear their overheads every month. So that's my prediction. But what do I know? I'm just a lowly Salt Lake City diamond dealer. So what do I know?
No, you're pretty spot on. I mean, we've noticed in certain regions, actually, we've noticed a good kind of shift back over to natural. People are realizing that the lab isn't really worth anything. The consumers are realizing that. And so there's actually been you know what we've also been getting calls for? Like lab diamonds, but lab diamonds that are kind of like GHI color, or like slight fluorescence, so they kind of like mimic or look like a natural diamond, which I think is ridiculous. Because if you're gonna jump through those hoops, just buy a damn natural diamond.
Correct.
But again, what do I know? I'm just a guy from New York.
Exactly. Well, and I think there's just the reality that the consumer is always right, and what you and I are here to just kind of facilitate what they want to buy. But again, I really do believe that soon that the retailers are going to have to shift back just to be able to think
about it. Yeah.
Hey, I got a customer walking in right now, man. So we'll have to catch up again another time.
All right. Yeah. If you need anything, give me a shot, man. I'm here to help.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll do. Thanks, buddy. See you. Bye.